You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of James, chapter 1, verse 13 to 15. Let no one say when he is tempted, "I am tempted by God." For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desires has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. I want you to understand the difference between temptation and test. Temptation is trickery, manipulation to make you fall. The goal of temptation is that you should fall. Test is someone's attempt to promote you, to check whether what he or she has been teaching you, you understand it. So God tests us, the devil tempts us. The goal of test is promotion. The goal of test is revelation. But the goal of temptation is to fall, is destruction. That person deliberately is doing everything to make you fall. But God wants to promote you. So God doesn't tempt, God tests. So it came to pass that God tested Abraham. The goal of God was to justify what he was going to do for Abraham, so that anybody that reads that story will not be questioning and say, "But why did God bless Abraham?" He was tested. He had days. The mountain God chose for him to sacrifice Isaac, it took days to get there. So he had enough time to think about it, whether he wants to go ahead with it or not. And then he loved Isaac. And then, even if you want to sacrifice your child, should it come from your own hand? Can you even be that bold to be able to kill your child just because somebody you trust absolutely had given instruction for you to do that? And as soon as God saw in his heart that he wanted to, that's what he wanted to do. What did God do? God said, "There's an animal there." And God said, "Because you have done this, I will do this, I will do this, I will do this for you." So you will see that the goal of test is to promote you. But when Satan comes to tempt you, like he did with Adam and Eve, his goal was to make them fall. His goal was to separate them from God. So anything that will make you to separate from God, don't say it is God. Don't say, maybe God is just tempting us. God does not tempt. Don't say it's God. So the scripture says that, but each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own desires and enticed. In fact, Satan cannot tempt you if you don't have something that can enhance that temptation inside of you. What Satan comes to observe are your own desires. If Satan sees your attitude towards money, he will come and he will make you to become a fraudulent person. He will begin to tell you that you can collect this person's money, spend it and not return it. Nothing will happen. He sees that desire in you. That is why he will bring those kind of temptation to you. If he knows that every time you see a woman passing, something is happening in your heart, that is when he can set you up. It's your desire that makes you to be enticed to do those things. Your desire will entice you. So the first place to deal with temptation is at the stage of your desire, not fighting the devil, not rebuking the devil. You are rebuking the devil, but you have desire for lust in your heart. You already have the devil already in you. So which devil are you rebuking? So the place to address it is your heart. That's why the Bible says, "Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And it says, when you yield yourself to temptation, the end result is death. You can see, it says, then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Every temptation you are yielding yourself to will ultimately lead you to death. I just pray today that you will stand by the word of God and not give yourself to temptation. You will ask the Lord to sanctify your desire so that your desire will only be the desire of God. You will only desire God in your heart. Your desire will be right. It will be sanctified. they will be of God in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.